With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A White House official says essential federal workers should get their back pay soon.
Trump economic advisor Kevin Hassett said payments will probably come in the next week or sooner. Federal workers deemed essential, including Capitol Police officers, TSA workers, and air traffic controllers, had been forced to work without paychecks during the shutdown. Meanwhile, it'll likely take some time to get SNAP food aid payments and air travel back to normal.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. State officials are working to restore full SNAP benefits to millions of people after the long U.S. government shutdown has finally ended. Some state officials said Thursday the full November SNAP benefits should be available to spend on groceries by Friday, if not sooner. France is remembering the pain of terror attacks 10 years ago today that killed 132 people.
The French capital mourned the dead and innocents lost on November 13, 2015, when nine Islamic State group gunmen and suicide bombers struck within minutes of one another at several locations in the deadliest violence to strike France since World War II. Coordinated attacks targeted the packed Bataclan Concert Hall, cafes, the National Stadium, with France's national trauma likened to that of 9/11 in the U.S. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A former top aide to California's Gavin Newsom was arrested and indicted on federal corruption charges this week. Dana Williamson is accused of helping in a scheme to steal campaign money from former Federal Health Secretary Javier Becerra, filing fraudulent tax forms for personal expenses and making false statements to law enforcement. This is SRN News. Collegiate pickleball players want to observe the Sabbath, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
You might have thought the sport was just for senior citizens, but young people like it too, and leagues have developed within the ranks of America's colleges, and now there's a problem. The final day of many pickleball tournaments falls on a Sunday, and Christians and some other players of faith find it's cutting into their worship time. Now 1,600 of them have signed a petition to the major pickleball governing bodies, urging them not to schedule tournaments on Sundays. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Virginia transportation security officer is accusing the Department of Homeland Security of sex discrimination over a policy that bars men living as women from performing security screening pat-downs on actual women. The Transportation Security Administration enacted the policy in February to comply with President Trump's executive order declaring two unchangeable sexes. This is SRN News. Americans will be allowed to contribute more of their money to 401k and similar retirement savings plans next year, Bob Agnew reports.
The IRS says the maximum contribution for 401k, 403b, and most 457 plans will rise to $24,500. That's up from $23,500 this year. The IRS also raised the annual contribution limits for IRAs to $7,500. Those changes aim to help retirement savers set aside more income, especially older workers who started saving later in life. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Trump administration has announced trade frameworks with Argentina, Ecuador, El Salvador, and Guatemala. These frameworks announced Friday aim to boost U.S. firms' ability to sell industrial and agricultural products in these countries. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.